This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
It's been said that the way of peace they know not. But why? Why can't mankind seem to understand how to get along? Why are we so driven to damage, hurt, and kill each other? What is the solution to all this misery, pain, and suffering? The Bible claims Jesus Christ is on a countdown from heaven. His mission? To save mankind from self-destruction by setting up the kingdom of God. Can this be true? Can this be true? Stay with us as we explore the answer to these troubling times we are living in.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you could join us for today's program. What we're going to look at today is the subject of the millennium. Now, if you think about that word, you might not find it in the Bible. We're talking about the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Now, when you look at this particular topic of the millennium, you will find that there is a lot of debate, even among Christians, on this particular topic. You can go back to the 4th and the 5th century A.D., and Augustine, one of the saints of the Catholic Church, he had an idea about the millennium. At first, he thought that this might be a literal thing that would occur, but his later ideas on the millennium were that this was probably just a figure of speech, that from the first advent of Jesus until his second advent, that time frame would be considered the millennium in his particular view of it. We at the Church of God International believe in a literal 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. That is our particular take on this concept of the millennium. And there are other views within Christianity. The Seventh-day Adventists actually believe that the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ will occur in heaven. They believe when Jesus comes the second time, he will take his church up into the heavens, and they will then go back to the heaven where God the Father exists. There are also individuals within Christianity who believe that this kingdom of God or this millennial reign will occur within the hearts and minds of individuals. So they actually believe that the millennium is going on right now, this day, as their hearts and minds are convicted by their belief in Jesus Christ, and they try to disseminate that message out into the world through evangelistic means. We're going to take a closer look at this subject today. We're going to look at what's happening in the world today, and does it connect with what the Bible has to say about this millennial reign, this kingdom of God that will be coming to this earth. We'll also look at some scriptures that vividly describe what the millennial reign of Jesus Christ will be like, and I'll let you be the judge as to what you think about the millennium. Before we get to any of that, though, what we'd like to do right now is offer you some free literature and also a free sermon-length CD. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us at 1-888-578-8791, or you can visit our website to order these items. The items that I'd like you to order are a pamphlet titled, What Does the Bible Really Say About the Millennium? The book of Revelation speaks of a thousand-year period known popularly as the millennium, when the devil will be imprisoned and resurrected saints will reign with Christ. Many thousands believe the millennium is now in progress, that the thousand years is a figure of speech, meaning a very long period of time, that the saints are now reigning with Christ in his kingdom, and that the devil is now bound and has been since the resurrection of Christ. Is this so? What does the Bible really say? Get this pamphlet to learn more about this interesting subject. We also want to offer you a free sermon link CD. This is a sermon that I gave, and it's titled Kingdom Vision. You will find out why it's so important to have a vision of God's future coming kingdom, how you need to set up goals around this vision that you have about Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom. Once again, to get both of these items, all you need to do is call toll-free 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can visit our website to order. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to our website to learn about our weekly sermon broadcast. Go to www.cgi.org. Once again, thanks for joining us on today's program. Some of you might just be tuning in. We're talking about the millennium today. We're talking about the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. That's what I believe, although there are different ideas about what the millennium means to various Christians, and we're going to look at that subject today. Now, at the top of the program, we talked about the literal 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. We talked about Seventh-day Adventists who believe in a literal 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ in heaven, that he actually takes his church back to heaven when he comes the second time. We talked about Augustine's view that the millennium started at the time of Jesus Christ coming to this earth and that it's been ongoing and it will conclude at the time of Jesus' second coming to this earth. And there are those that believe that the kingdom, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, is occurring right now within the hearts and minds of his church. And slowly but surely, this concept, this idea of the kingdom of God will take over the entire world at some point. Again, we here at the Church of God International believe in that literal 1,000-year reign of Jesus on earth, and we believe that's what the Bible teaches. And I want to try to give you proof today of that particular perspective. Now, to do that, we need to take a look at the world today and see what kind of state we're in. Now, when we look at the world today, we see wars and rumors of wars all over this world. We can look at the country of Syria right now. We see an insurgency going on there, a civil war that's been going on for a number of years now. You have Assad and his Alawite faction within Syria fighting against Sunni factions within that country. You see a war raging in Iraq today. You see ISIL, also known as Daesh in Arabic, fighting against the Iraqi government. Basically, it's another civil war between the Shiites who control the Iraqi government and the Sunnis who are part of ISIL. You also have the Kurds in the north of that country fighting against ISIL. Also, if we're staying in the Middle East and North Africa, we can move over to Libya. And once again, we see an Islamic insurgency there fighting the remnants of Gaddafi's regime. In other places in North Africa, like Mali, like Tunisia, you have Islamic insurgents active today. In Somalia, you have Al-Shabaab fighting against the regime in Somalia. And let's go to Nigeria, and we have another Islamic faction there called Boko Haram fighting against the government of Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, peace is not on this earth. But I'm going to tell you, when you read about the millennial reign of Christ, when you read about that kingdom on earth that's coming in the future, war is not raging like it is today. So that's one point I'd like to make about the fact we are not in God's kingdom. We're not in the millennial reign right now. When you look at other factors within the world today, you look at various addictions among people today, you look at drug addiction, you look at sex addiction, you look at alcohol addiction, all of these things are all over the world. Millions of people have been taken by these addictions. And when you read about God's kingdom, God's millennial reign, you don't read about things like that, ladies and gentlemen. In this world today, we have millions and millions of people, billions of people actually, who are suffering from poverty. There are children in this world who don't have enough to eat, ladies and gentlemen. We don't read about that in God's millennial reign on this earth. Another factor we don't read about during God's millennial reign is all of these various religions that are out there today. All of these millions and millions of people who don't know who Jesus Christ is, who aren't following Jesus Christ. What we read about when we read about prophecies of that millennium, we read about one religion emanating from Jerusalem and expanding out throughout the entire world. And if people don't come and keep God's feasts, rain will not fall on their particular country. That's a different world, folks, than the world we live in right now. The Bible speaks clearly about this, and I want to show you some of those prophecies that speak about that millennial reign that will prove to us that this is not something that's happening right now. And it will be something that will be happening on the earth, not something that will be occurring in heaven. Let's take a look at some of these prophecies to get a better handle on this particular viewpoint. To do so, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go to the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah is one of the major prophets of the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 11, I'm going to pick it up there in verse 6. Listen to this description that has to do with that millennial reign of Jesus Christ on earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Now, I've got a 6-year-old daughter, and she likes looking at lions. And there was a little film clip she was showing me on the computer where a man was playing with lions. And I was letting her know that you can't play with all lions like that. This man had known these cubs since they were small. I told her that someday in God's kingdom you will be able to play with lions, and she got really excited by that. In verse 7 it says, "And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Did you hear that though? There will not be any harm or hurt or destruction during this time frame. The knowledge of the Lord will permeate throughout this world. Today, ladies and gentlemen, that is not happening. We have most of the world not even believing in the message of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is a different scene that is being described here. The kingdom is not here right now. The millennium is not taking place right now. And I cite this as some of that evidence. But let me cite some more evidence for you. As I move into Isaiah a little bit further, I'm going to move over to Isaiah chapter 35 and give you another prophecy he brings to us about the millennium. In verse 1 of Isaiah 35, it mentions this: "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose." Do you ever see deserts blossoming as the rose today, ladies and gentlemen? This is something unique and different. It hasn't happened yet. It is not happening now. Let me pick it up again in chapter 35 and verse 6. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Folks, lame will walk. Picture that. That excites me when I think about it. This is not the world we live in today. This is not happening now. It's not happening in heaven that the lame will be walking, ladies and gentlemen. The lame are on this earth. Verse 7, and the parched ground shall become a pool. Folks, the parched ground is not in heaven. The Seventh-day Adventists believe that the millennium will be in heaven. But this is a picture of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And it says the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And when we look at this in verse 7, in this particular translation, it mentions dragons there, and the word in the marginal reference is jackals there. And verse 8, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Once again, a spectacular picture of what's going to be happening in this future scene on this earth, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way you can get around it. This is an earthly scene, not a heavenly scene. One other scripture I'd like to look at right now is over in the prophet Micah. And he says a lot of things similar to what we're reading here in Isaiah, but he does mention something a little bit different that I feel is very important based upon what we were discussing at the beginning of this program. We're going to take a look at Micah the prophet here and see what he has to say about this kingdom of God that's going to be coming to the earth. We call this the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. In Micah chapter 4 and verse 3, listen to this and remember what I was telling you. What's happening in this world today? We've got war, we've got conflict going on all over this world. Notice what it says in Micah 4, verse 3. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, outside right now in this world, there is war. This is not the millennium. This is not the kingdom of God. When that millennium comes, when that kingdom of God comes, there shall be no more war. Notice verse 4. But they shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. None shall make them afraid? That's not the world today, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know how many billions of dollars are spent on security in this world today? Do you know how many people fear walking outside of their doors today because of the chance of being shot, being stabbed, being robbed, whatever it may be? That will not be occurring during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, when I read these scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, what it does for me, it gives me hope. It gives me a sense of exhilaration for this coming kingdom, for this millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And when I have to deal with issues in my life today, and I think about these particular scriptures, nothing gets to me. I have a fella at work who tries to needle me at times because I won't react to it. He actually tells me that he's going to get me to react someday, and I'm not reacting because I believe in this word. I believe that one day everything's going to be great and dandy and at peace. And that doesn't allow things like that to get to me in this world today. I look at this as a hope and a belief, a vision I have of this coming kingdom that gives me passion for living my life right here and now. And if you come to believe in this vision, you can have passion for your life right here and right now. Now, if you are a Christian, there is a vision you should have about this, and we find it over in the book of Matthew, specifically Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. And I just want to give you the vision you should have if you are a Christian. I'm going to pick it up in verse 32 of Matthew chapter 6. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There's your vision statement for Christians, ladies and gentlemen. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else is going to melt away. You aren't going to worry about the issues that come up in life if you've got your focus on God's coming kingdom. Everything that you worry about, that you're concerned about, although you still need to take care of those things, the intensity with which you worry and have a concern for those things is going to melt away once you create this kingdom vision in your mind and begin to focus on that kingdom vision. We read in Proverbs 29 verse 18 that the people will perish for a lack of vision. The people will perish for a lack of vision. Get that CD on Kingdom Vision, folks. It talks about setting up goals for yourself that relate to your vision of that coming kingdom, and how important it is to have those goals set up, write them down, and continually look at them and strive for them to get to that kingdom vision that hopefully you have. I do want to look at a couple arguments that people might make about some of the things that I've brought up on today's program. One particular argument that I'm very familiar with comes from our Seventh-day Adventist brethren, and they believe again that the millennium will be spent for 1,000 years in heaven. And one verse that they often use for that particular view is over in the book of John. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't find anywhere in the pages of your Bible that Jesus takes his church to heaven for 1,000 years. It's just not there. But when you talk to Adventists about this, they will cite this particular verse in John 14, beginning in verse 1. Now, you be the judge. You look at this verse and tell me what you think. It says in John 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now, let's just stop there for a moment. If that's all I read here, I would get the perspective of what the Seventh-day Adventists are saying about this scripture. Jesus is saying he's going to his Father's house. That's heaven. That's where Jesus went after his resurrection from the dead. And he says he's going there to prepare a place for you. Now, the implication is if he's preparing a place for you there, that obviously we're going to be going there. Now, that would be a way to look at this unless you read the next verse, ladies and gentlemen. So let's read the next verse, verse 3 of John 14. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, let's think about this for a moment, folks. He says he's going to prepare this place, and then he's going to what? Come again. Come where? Come to the earth, ladies and gentlemen. He came to the earth before. He's coming again. "And receive you unto myself," it says. Now, nowhere further in this chapter do you read that he's taking us back to heaven. He says he's coming, preparing this place, and he's going to come and receive us at this position that he's going to be at, which is on the earth, within the atmosphere of the earth. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17 says, "We will meet the Lord in the air, and we will ever be with him." But what happens when we meet him in the air? Well, there are other scriptures in your Bible that lay that out for you. And I don't have time to get to all of them, but in Zechariah chapter 14, verses 3 and 4, the time frame is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And what it tells us there is His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to meet His church in the air and come right down to this earth, right down to where all these prophecies are written about, and all the things we were talking about earlier are going to happen. He's going to take over control of this earth from the nations and rulers that are fighting against Him at that time, and He will set up His kingdom, His millennial reign, on this earth, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible's very clear about that. One other scripture I do have a little time to show you is in Revelation chapter 2. Let me quickly turn over to Revelation chapter 2 and give you another scripture on this particular time frame. Revelation chapter 2, we're going to pick it up in verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. This is power over the nations, folks. Where are the nations? They're on planet Earth, ladies and gentlemen. The nations are not in heaven. Those who don't believe in Jesus Christ are not in heaven. The church will not be in heaven. We will be on this planet Earth, reigning and ruling with Jesus Christ. Staying in the book of Revelation, notice Revelation 5 and verse 10. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Let me emphasize that once again. Where are we going to be reigning? On the earth. It's plain and simple right in your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how you can get around scriptures like this. The simplicity of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've been talking about His millennial reign, a 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on earth. That 1,000 years comes from Revelation chapter 20, where it talks about this 1,000-year period. I hope that I've gotten you to think about this millennial reign as happening on earth rather than being set up in the minds of men or in their hearts. Remember to get that pamphlet that we're talking about, that free pamphlet, and the title of it is, What Does the Bible Really Say About the Millennium? We also want you to get that free CD, Kingdom Vision. Call 1-888-578-8791, and we'll see you on another edition. Bye for now.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.